Welcome today to our interview series with outstanding professionals. I am Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting an exclusive interview with Jor Horvath, co-founder of iFusion Solutions Incorporated. iFusion is one of the top three MS-CRM solution providers in Canada. Joe, thank you for taking the time to do this interview.
Thank you, Stephen, for this great opportunity. I'm glad to be here.
You won two awards. Tell us more about them.
Yeah, Stephen. Actually, iFusion just recently won the Microsoft Impact Award for CRM Solution of the Year and the Channel Bowler Award. The CRM Solution of the Year Award recognized the delivery of a unique and outstanding Microsoft CRM solution, and the Channel Builder Award recognized two Microsoft partners and for the ability to come together and deliver an outstanding solution as a team. iFusion won both of these awards, actually, for our solution delivery with Habanero Consulting Group at CalTire. CalTire is an excellent customer of ours and one of the largest tire distributors in North America. With their commercial side of the business, they have many different islands of data and a lot of inefficiencies around duplicate data entry. And iFusion and Habanero delivered a solution to CalTire that not only encompassed Microsoft CRM, but also leveraged their existing investment with SharePoint and the rest of the Office suite. The solution really shows off the power of the integrated innovation, if you will.
What new solution components are enabled with CRM 3.0?
Well, Stephen, actually, there's been a lot of changes to Microsoft CRM 3.0. In fact, it received over 900 changes and additions, but you know, to keep it brief, the three main components that customers should be, really happy about, as well as ourselves, is the much tighter integration to Outlook and the rest of the Office suite. So allow users to live within one common application, that being Outlook, and work the way they do. The second being a whole new component around campaign management to allow organizations to manage and measure their marketing activities effectively. And last but not least, a significant component around service scheduling is now available for organizations to manage their field service activities with ease.
What do you mean by tight integration with Outlook and the Office suite?
Microsoft CRM works the way you do. So it allows users to live completely within Outlook, manage their contacts, their tasks, etc., as they normally would, but automatically have those activities tracked right within CRM. This avoids application hopping, duplicate entry, and, of course, the ease of use. So Microsoft CRM also leverages your existing investment in the Office suite. So, for example, why would you go and recreate the wheel around a mail merge functionality if you can leverage what already exists today with Microsoft Word? It's that much more powerful and that much more easier to provide that user adoption and acceptance of a CRM system in your organization.
You talked about campaign management. How can campaign management help my organization?
Well, marketing in the past has always been, I like to say, like taking a dart and throwing it up against a dartboard. Have your marketing efforts really been effective and, most importantly, profitable? Well, what campaign management allows you to do is manage your marketing efforts right from square one, including planning and right down to execution. To take that a step further, allocate and track costs associated with your planning and execution efforts. So at the end of your trade show that you held, you can run a campaign performance report and see really how much your trade show campaign cost you, how much it cost the company, how many leads you generated, how much revenue you actually drove from closed opportunities. Was this trade show really effective, and did it provide us with a return on investment? So understand where your marketing dollars are going and put them to the right use.
How about service scheduling? How can service scheduling help my organization?
Service scheduling is really, it's a great solution for any organization who provides customer service to their customers and finds it challenging to service their customers in a timely fashion. And what I mean by that is, let's say I provide networking engineering services for an example, and I have a customer that needs a complete cleanup of their network, and then I have the ability within a couple clicks to source the appropriate person for the job based on skill set and availability. So once Microsoft CRM has found that person for that specific job, it schedules them for that network overhaul, which fits accordingly into their schedule and right within their Outlook and PDA. This is very powerful as it cuts down on time and inefficiencies and allows your organization to be more proactive with your customers versus reactive.
So you've given us some really practical examples there, and I appreciate that. Can you describe one case study illustrating the new benefits of CRM 3.0?
Yeah, absolutely, Stephen. Actually, prior to the launch of Microsoft CRM 3.0, one of iFusion's customers, Absolute Software, was selected as a beta showcase customer for version 3. There were only 18 customers globally that were selected, so it was quite an honor. So even though version 3 has only been released officially since December 1st, Absolute Software has now been live for almost 2 months with version 3. They're a very exciting company who provide actually patented technology around laptop theft recovery. They've been using Microsoft CRM 1.2, the previous edition, primarily for its Salesforce automation, but with version 3, they are now utilizing marketing and customer service to a much greater degree, with their Salesforce always on the road and the great reputation to deliver on their services. Microsoft CRM has been a mission-critical solution for them.
So what is this solution going to cost?
Good question. Well, Microsoft CRM is licensed by named user. So from a licensing perspective, you run around $1,350 Canadian per user, roughly. It really depends on your type of licensing agreement with Microsoft. And from an implementation perspective, it is a fraction of the cost compared to most other solutions on the market. We have seen implementations anywhere from 2 to 8 weeks in effort, depending on the complexity of what is required. The most critical component in any CRM implementation is really the upfront work, mapping your processes and building the blueprint for your implementation. That component alone can even be up to a third of the project if you do it right. But doing it right will help you ensure your success of your implementation.
Tell us more about where is this market heading.
Well, the market over the past couple of years is really starting to head up on the upswing. And I guess to understand why it's on the upswing, we should have a look at why it's had such a bad turn in the past. Well, CRM really did hit a brick wall in the past due to all the failures that allotted to a lot of wasted money. But why were there so many failures in the past? I can tell you, Stephen, that it really sits around a couple of key issues. First off, CRM solutions are, as you know, very robust, and organizations took them in the past and, as tools, and often looked at them as silver bullets. You know, a tool, yes, but often they would take a CRM solution and build it up into what it's not meant to be. So let's not lose sight of the RM and CRM, relationship management, not HR, not document management, not time and billing. Organizations took these solutions and stretched them too far, invested a lot in customization, customizing a solution that would eventually be less costly for them to throw it out and start from scratch rather than upgrading to the next version. So that's one of the main reasons. The next is that past solutions have been very costly and have been very difficult to use. They don't work the way I do, therefore, have poor user adoption rates, and yet organizations have invested a lot of dollars into these big solutions. That brings us to the current market. Well, organizations now have a low-cost solution available that works the way they do, works the way their business does, and works the way IT wants it to. If you can use Outlook, you can use Microsoft CRM. And Stephen, I really think that you will see the continued upswing in the CRM market with Microsoft's presence.
Joe, I was listening to you describe 3.0 a few weeks ago, and that's what prompted this interview. I just thought you were so passionate about 3.0. Can you tell me more about that passion?
Yeah, you know, Stephen, 3.0, we've been waiting on as an organization for well over 2 years now. We've been in the Microsoft CRM game since its inception, and we really have believed from day one that Microsoft's going to take a product and do it right. We've seen all the failures in the past with other solutions where they've really fallen short, and that's been the lack of integration to the rest of the Office suite and the other applications that I work with on a day-to-day basis. Now, with the promise of Microsoft CRM, Microsoft has continued to deliver on that promise of the integrated innovation and taking your day-to-day activities and tying them all into one application, and that being Outlook. So exciting and passionate, absolutely. I mean, the product is come a long way, going to 3.0 to the point where Microsoft completely skipped over 2.0 to add all the features and functions, components, that they were in 2 to just went straight to 3, which is exciting. So, you know, the biggest, I think, excitement for myself and the ability to deliver on an excellent solution is knowing that I'm going into the market and I'm bringing a solution to organizations that they're going to use. And that has, you know, been the really big fallback in the past, as discussed earlier, is organizations have taken solutions on that have been too cumbersome, too complex, too costly. And here you have a solution that works right within Outlook. Well, if you can use Outlook, you can use Microsoft CRM. And that's exciting. Like that's really exciting. It avoids me hopping to other applications and utilizing applications. And I think I referenced, a customer earlier in the interview, Cal Tire. They had so many different islands of data and they were entering the same data in multiple places many times. And you have fellows there that are used to, writing notes on a subway napkin. I mean, all their tools and everything were all paper-based, and they had to continue to enter the same information. Well, we provided them with a solution that they're entering the data once. It has saved them so much in time, it's an immediate return on their investment. And we've also been able to provide them a solution that these guys that are, not as sophisticated with technology, and they've been able to take the solution and use it on their day-to-day activities and have gained more sales, have reduced their cost of sales, and have driven that much more revenue.
Do you see any limitations in terms of who you can target this application for or toward?
Well, CRM is really it's a horizontal application, and what I mean by that is it's not very vertical specific, even though there are vertical solutions out there for Microsoft CRM. Any organization that has sales, that has marketing, or that has service of some level or degree could be a great fit for Microsoft CRM. And you know, when I look at CRM, I like to take the C out of CRM and think of it as not only customer relationship management, but look at it as everything relationship management. Because if you see what I mean, you have the ability to manage not only relationships with your customers, but relationships with your partners, with your suppliers, with your vendors, with your distributors. So we see organizations anywhere from financial services to executive recruiting firms to liquor distribution like Mike's Hard Lemonade. So right across the board, if you have relationships that you need to manage in your organization more effectively, Microsoft CRM could be a great tool for you.
How about scalability? Can it address small, medium, and enterprise kind of clientele?
That's correct. I mean, Microsoft's primary target market for the Microsoft CRM is the small, medium market. But that being said, they do have organizations running multiple thousands of users, and scalability goes along with the scalability of the Windows operating system, of SQL Server, of your internet, IIS server, etc. So it has the ability to scale out in organizations with ease. It's a very robust solution, and we have customers anywhere from 3 people in the small business sector to $2 billion organizations that have multiple hundreds of users. I mean, right across the board.
Well, it sounds like a compelling message for you and your company and for CRM 3.0. You've given us an interesting picture. Now it's time for some fun questions. Are you ready for them?
I'm ready, Stephen.
Okay, what's your personal passion?
My personal passion. Well, living in beautiful British Columbia, I have to tell you that I love the outdoors. It's, you know, as much as I can get on the back roads and do some hiking and explore new territory, I have a huge passion for fishing. So in the summertime, every weekend, I see if I can go to a different lake and spend some time fishing, because BC sure has the best of that.
Okay, this is more of like a techie question. What's your favorite gadget?
Well, my latest gadget is my Motorola Bluetooth headset. It's great. I think if you have a Bluetooth mobile device like a Pocket PC or a BlackBerry, you know, I believe it's a real necessity. It allows me to keep productive while on the road, but yet still keep two hands on the steering wheel. It's an excellent device.
Joe, it was a real pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you for sharing your deep insights with our audience.
Thank you very much, Stephen.